Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 17th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink. Later you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I invite you to be seated. This week's gospel reading begins with a request from those sent out by Jesus into the world, and it is one that I think many of us might recognize. Increase our faith. That cry often comes out when we run into some trial or difficulty, when a family member falls seriously ill, when faith costs something in our lives, when life and what is before us just seems too much. It's often then that we cry to God, "You haven't provided enough for me to do what is before me. Give me more." Now, Jesus' response to this cry from the disciples is instructive. If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, and the language used has the implication that, "And you do." Jesus is telling the disciples, what you have been given, even if it seems tiny, compared to what you face, is enough. What Jesus is saying is that faith is not something that you can quantify in that way. It won't grow by 25% this year. Rather, perhaps it is a bit more like being pregnant. Either you are or you aren't. You got it or you don't. And when you receive the gift of faith, which God and Jesus has already given us through the Holy Spirit, then that gift of faith is sufficient to do what you are called to. Because for God, all things are possible. And if God calls you to do an impossible thing, love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you, then we have what is needed to make it happen. Faith is not something you increase. It is not something you store up. Rather, and especially in the Gospel of Luke, it is something you use. Remember? Faith is a verb. It is an action, an activity. It's not a quantity, which is expressed in that idea of "give me more," but it is an energy expressed in loving God with all that we are and have, and loving our neighbor as ourselves. "You have faith," Jesus says, "because you have seen me and known me. Because I've met you. I've met you in the word proclaimed and read, in the bread and wine you have received at my table. Because I've covered you with my very life, freely given in the waters of baptism. Because you're in relationship with me, and that is enough. Enough for anything that lies ahead. Enough to follow him along the way." Our faith, what we have right now, is enough. Have any of you ever done a trust fall before? Okay, I was just up, at Camp Iwalu with our confirmands for the Dirty Feet Retreat. And that kind of activity is central to what happens up there. Now, the best kind of trust fall is the one where you stand up on something like a picnic table. And your campers, fellow campers, line up behind you. and they hold their arms out like this, alternating arms between each other, creating a row. And so what you do is you turn your back to them, you cross your arms, and you fall straight back, keeping your body rigid. It is terrifying, particularly for someone like me upon whom gravity has a stronger pull. The threshold of crossing that line between standing up straight and starting to fall back takes faith to cross over. But once you do, once you land safely in the arms of your fellow campers, once you have that physical reminder of the trustworthiness of these fellow human beings, the next time's easier. It doesn't mean it's any less terrifying or frightening, but that trust is strengthened. That faith is strengthened. It provides a firmer anchor so that threshold is easier to cross over. We trust that with God all things are possible. We hear and read stories of that truth in scriptures all the time. We experience it ourselves. We hear it from others. We trust that even a pinhead's worth of faith, that's about the size of a mustard seed, a pinhead's worth of faith is enough to change nature itself. That we have what we need to cross over that threshold and do what terrifies us, what seems impossible. As we think about this household of God that is St. John, what seemingly impossible task has God called us to do? How has God called us to live out our faith? As we feed the hungry, clothe the naked, shelter those without homes. As we see the Lazarus sitting outside our door and do what Jesus did, care for them. For many years, this church has used its mustard seed of faith to faithfully live out their calling in the world. This past year, our Ely Community Food Drive gathered nearly 1 ton worth of food and non-perishable items to be distributed to food pantries around us. Our Dorcas quilters, who have been working for years, but this year have created 54 quilts, 35 of them you see around you today. They've created 54 quilts to be sent to those who have suffered disasters in their lives. Disasters like hurricanes, floods, fires, war, famine. We have taken our little bit of faith and we have done marvelous things. One tiny stitch, one bag of groceries, $1 given at a time. We have entrusted that God in Jesus Christ has our backs. And we have leaned back into these things that seem crazy or difficult at the time. And again have realized that we have landed safely in the arms of our God. That what we have is enough. Now, of this cry to increase our faith, author Barbara Brown Taylor says it's a symptom of our societal expenditure of a great deal of time and energy looking for what she calls the key to the treasure box of more. All we lack, she argues, is the willingness to imagine that we already have everything that we need. And this applies to all that God has given us. Faith, gifts and talents, our wealth. The promise of God is that we have already been provided with what we need to do the ministry that God has called us to do, both as individuals, but also as the body of Christ that is St. John. We have the financial resources, we have the gifts and talents, we have the imagination and energy to live out our calling of being an outpost of the reign of God in this world. I was at our Fall Synod Leadership Conference this past Sunday afternoon through Tuesday noon, and it was wonderful to actually see my fellow pastors and deacons in person. We've been seeing each other online for the past 2 years. And yet, as wonderful as it was, I have to admit that sometimes at these events, when you're talking with each other about things that are happening in the congregations that we are served, things that they are doing, I find myself kind of falling back into that search for the treasure box of more. I begin to think, man, if only we had more, right? And so the Spirit moved because we had this text for this week. And as I pondered it, I began to realize that really that kind of thinking really becomes an excuse to do nothing. It really is a lack of trust in God. Because Jesus says, hey, all it takes is a pinhead's worth of faith to do amazing things. And guess what? I've already given you that. Now, these past 2 years have been difficult for everyone, both as individuals and as the body of Christ. The world has changed on us. And this next year will be just as challenging in ways that we can't even begin to imagine right now. That's just the way things are. But what we know, what God in Jesus has promised, and what we have experienced in coming through the last 2 years is that we have been given everything we need to walk through these times and do amazing things, all in the name of Christ. It just takes remembering that faith is a verb. It's expressed in the actions that we take in life, in leaning back into that trust fall and stepping across the threshold and feeding Lazarus and being so bold as to say, no, now is a time to rest in the arms of God. And so I'm going to be inviting all of us to trust that God has given us enough and engage in some faith disciplines that will strengthen the foundation of that faith and move us forward in the mission and ministry that God has called us to. One way of doing this is that I will be inviting you to join me beginning in Advent, which begins on Sunday, November 27th. I'll be inviting you to join me in reading through the Bible in 1 year. We believe that this library of books is the Word of God. It is the rule and norm of our faith. It is the measuring stick against which all of our understandings of God and ourselves and our relationship with God and the world, this is what we measure all of those things against. And yet, I do not know it as I ought. I continue to learn more about God, myself, and the world as I read it. And so, I will invite you to join me in leaning back and trusting that an investment of time in the Word of God will do amazing things in our lives. Another way that we will lean back in faith is to participate in the discipline we talked about last week, a discipline of first fruits giving. And the invitation to do that will be to complete an estimate of giving card in our stewardship campaign, The Household of God. You should be receiving one of those in the mail at some point this week. And we will ask you and your household to prayerfully consider and fill it out. And we'll ask then that you bring the completed cards with you to worship on October 16th during our worship together. We will collect, we will do an in-gathering on that day. So hold on to them that day and bring them with you to worship. There are three options on the card. One indicates a growth in giving towards a tithe, which is 10% of your income. Yep, I'm moving towards that. Another indicates that you are actually stepping up to a tithe. And a third indicates that your giving is something beyond a tithe. We'll also ask that you state monthly what are you giving to the mission and ministry of St. John out of the abundance of what God has first given you. Now, as we said last week, this discipline is primarily about our relationship with God, and only secondarily about understanding how the mission and ministry of St. John will be funded. It is faith in action as we lean back and trust that God has indeed given each of us enough to share generously with others, and that our little bit of offering, our mustard seed, when combined with that of our neighbors, will be more than enough to do some amazing things. We'll also ask you to complete a gifts, skills, and talents form. This is a means to help you recognize and name, claim the unique abilities and talents that God has given you. And help us then to know where and when we might invite you to make use of those gifts to further our own ministry that God has called us to do. And I know there are some amazing gifts and skills out there that we don't know about yet. Friends, the promise that Jesus gives us is that we have everything we need right now to do the ministry that we are called to. We have the faith, we have the gifts and talents, we have the resources to live both individually and together, a life fuller and more abundant than anything we can do according to our own plans. And like Paul, every time I think of you, I thank my God. I thank my God, remembering the faith that has lived in your ancestors, in those who have come before you, and the faith that I know, because I've seen it, resides in you now. A faith that may seem to you to be as small as a mustard seed, but that with God's help is enough to do amazing things. And so let us join together in leaning back in faith and trusting the God who has loved us enough to send God's own Son so that we might have life. Life fuller and more abundant. Life filled with joy and love and laughter. A life filled with generosity and faith. Thanks be to God.